I'd like to invite the children to come up and spend a few minutes, please. This is my treat. Anyone else want to come up? Any more children? All right, how many of you, raise your hands, if you were ever a children? Raise your hand. You see that, Mariah? You're in great company here today. All these people have been childs before. Huh? Oh, you're still Chuck? I don't believe that, because Chuck is actually here today.
Hi, Chuck.
Yeah, he's really here. Unless that's a fake Chuck. No, I'm sure he's the real Chuck. Hey, what's the difference between being young and old? Just random. Young and old. What do you think? First of all, do you think I'm young or old?
Old.
I knew that was coming. But I did a lot of self-talk today. I was expecting that. It's okay. It's all right. So when you look 64, that's right. How did you know that?
I don't know, because I told Chuck
very
he was 60.
Sneaky.
I told Chuck that he was 60.
So when you look at yourself in the mirror in the morning and you say, are you old or young, what do you say? You think you look young? You're young, you're 11, just had a birthday recently, right?
Yeah.
But how about when you looked in the mirror when you were 5? You were young then too, right? So compared to 5, are you younger or older?
Older.
Very good, yeah. And how about next year, you're going to be younger or older?
Older.
And do you think one day, maybe Lord willing, who knows, we expect it, do you think you'll ever get to be 64?
No.
I see, this young people say this, they're so... So 11-year-olds, maybe you don't think a whole lot about age, because everyone sort of looks at you as sort of young. Yeah. But the one thing I know the difference is between being super young and super old is maybe to look at how quickly they move. Now, if you take little babies, do little babies run marathons like they're having here outside Cape May? No, they don't run, do they? What do?
Walk.
Yes, they crawl and walk. But as children get older, they somehow, a magic switch, they begin to move, and they move quickly. Kids move fast. You move fast. You could probably even keep up with almost anybody here because you are just fast moving. And as we get a little older, we get a little faster and get a little faster. And then there comes a time, it could be our own physical ability or our health or who knows, a million different reasons, all good, that something we just move a little slower. So as we get older, we peak at a time and then we begin to move a little slower. And so speed of movement. Well, here, let me give you an example. This is a great piano player artist, and I'm going to play two pieces that he played, the same song, and I want you to tell me what the difference is, okay? Hang on.
Okay.
It's just one piece. Compare it to the next piece I play. Hang on 1 second. Okay, got that? Listen to this. Same guy. Same music. What's different about it? Keep listening. I think you're right. Anyone recognize the artist? No, Glenn Gould, playing Johann Sebastian Bach, the Goldberg Variation, one of my favorite pieces. It's the same piece of music, but the first time I played it, it was 30 seconds long, and this version of it is almost 50 seconds long. Not quite twice as much. Now, the difference between these two pieces, it's the same artist, and it's the same music, it's the same artist playing the music, it's in fact the same piano that he played in each song, but you notice that the difference was what? The second one was slower, right? Or the first one was faster. And the only difference between these things is the number 50. 50 years went by since he played that first piece, and when he returned to the same piano, and another 50 years older, he played that same piece. And so my point is that as we grow older, all of us were children. All of us move fast. And compared to other people, you find people younger than you, older than you, people that move faster than you, slower than you. But this artist was simply interpreting the music as he heard it. And so at a young age, he was interpreting things more quickly. And as he, 50 years later, he's playing that same music again. Because he said before he started to play this was, I'm going to play the same piece again. And he played it, and it was almost half as fast. You know, a lot of times when we notice people all around us, you know, they're all just like us. We're all kids at heart. And we're just different ages of kids at heart. And our movements sometimes can vary, a good day, bad day, older age, younger age. But just know that God has called us at every age to move toward Him. Whether we move quickly or move more slowly, that God is always present and invites us to make music and to enjoy Him forever. Will you remember that? Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for the gift of music today. And we thank you for how we interpret and how we play and enjoy music. And so, Lord, we pray for Mariah today. She probably hears music pretty quickly. And we know that you will continue to help us to grow and learn so that at every age, music delights us, especially as we give thanks and praise to you, our Savior. Thank you for loving us through Christ today and giving Mariah more energy than all of us could muster, but yet giving all of us energy to praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.